Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. I am going to live until I am 93 years old, and then I am going to die peacefully in my sleep, having watched Ted Lasso one last time, right? That's how it's going to go? Okay, not likely. Not likely, right? Who knows how I'm going to go? Who knows what sort of illnesses I might suffer before I go? And same for you. You and I could be one of the millions of Canadians who are faced with a critical illness. And when you're going through such a difficult time in your life, it can be a huge challenge to deal with the illness, plus all of the financial consequences of the illness. This is why some Canadians choose to buy critical illness insurance. PolicyMe recently launched its own product, and joining us now is its co-founder and COO, Laura McKay, to talk about what it is and how it works. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me on today.
What is critical illness insurance?
Good question. Critical illness basically pays out a lump sum cash benefit, similar to life insurance, if for everyone who's familiar with that product. But instead of that coming if you were to pass away, you actually get the cash benefit if you become ill during the time that you're covered with the product. So this can include illnesses such as heart attack, stroke, cancer, some of the major illnesses that affect Canadians.
How does this fit with disability coverage? So some people have disability coverage either at work or they buy a separate policy. And do you have one or the other? Or if you're rolling in cash, do you get both?
Definitely. This is not intended to replace disability coverage. The intent of this is to go towards income, kind of expenses like out-of-pocket medical expenses. If you were to get diagnosed with one of the illnesses that are covered, it kind of goes hand in hand with disability coverage. It is above and beyond that because it takes on some of those additional expenses like caregiving expenses or childcare expenses that may not be covered by the disability payments if you were just replacing your income during that time.
Life insurance is very simple compared to critical illness in that if you pass away and you have the coverage, there's going to be a payout. I'm simplifying, but that's basically how it works. With critical illness, there's criteria and there's, you know, people who are coming in to assess the diagnosis and whether or not it fits within the policy that you have purchased. What are some of the nuances that people should understand? What is deemed to be a critical illness under this policy and what is not?
Definitely is a more complicated product than life insurance. So it's good to do your research when you're shopping around. Typically, the things you're going to want to look for is just the number of critical illness that the kind of diagnoses that can be covered by your policy. These have a huge spectrum in the Canadian market. There's some policies that only cover 4 with very strict definitions. And then there's some that cover up to 44 like ours that are much more generous and kind of the amount of conditions that are covered. So if you're looking for very comprehensive coverage, you're probably going to want to shop around based on the number of conditions covered. Beyond that, every policy contract is going to have specific definitions for each condition. These are kind of legal, are kind of like legal language. So it may be difficult to interpret, but all you have to know is most of the covered conditions that are covered are going to have very similar definitions across insurers. So you can be fairly confident if something like early stage breast cancer is covered with one insurer, that the definition isn't going to be completely different than another insurer. So you're really going to look at that number of covered conditions as your way to compare products.
Where it gets me in my mind is, okay, cancer. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Got it. What about illnesses that are degenerative in nature? So something like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, ALS, how they unfold is very particular to the individual. Some can ravage a human's life in a very short period of time. Some can be managed. The symptoms can be mitigated for decades.
So you're going to want to, if specifically if you have a family history of some of those conditions, you're probably going to want to look at a sample policy contract and just get comfortable with the definition that's stated there. Typically, critical illness insurance is looking for fairly severe, kind of like higher severity conditions or diagnoses. So it's hard to kind of say on every specific illness how it's defined, but it would be on the more severe spectrum that's going to be covered.
What's the vetting that happens? So you mentioned family history. If you have a family history of cancer, does that simply increase the policy cost, or could that exclude you?
Both can happen. I would say likely it would probably just increase the policy cost. Our approval rates for critical illness are very similar to a life insurance policy. So we don't see a broad difference between those two, like the underwriting criteria for both of the products. So most people who are going to be approved for their life policy would likely also be approved for a critical illness policy. You could have a slightly higher price if you do have quite a bit of family history of a certain illness, but those are all things you could kind of just apply online, get an answer for yourself, and be better equipped to make that decision once you are approved.
Without any specifics of an individual circumstance, what's the range for what one would expect to pay per month for a critical illness policy? Because we know, you know, like disability, let's call it $200 for income replacement, $300 for income replacement of $5,000. Tenant insurance is, you know, $30 a month. What's the range on critical, not the range, what's a number that you would just plant that we could anchor to? Like, it's around that.
Typically, when you're thinking about coverage amount, a good rule of thumb can be around, you know, about six times your post-tax income. So for people, they might be looking around kind of like $25,000 to $50,000 of critical illness insurance. For someone who's in their 30s and 40s, that could be as affordable as like $15 a month, like going up to maybe $50 a month, but it's certainly nothing in the range of disability insurance where that can get quite expensive quite quickly.
What are the cons? So you did not lead with this policy. This was not the first thing that you decided to offer. I'm sure you had to be very thoughtful in terms of when you would add it onto your product shelf. Mm-hmm. What are some cons? I mean, certainly the one that I have heard of is how restrictive it can be, and how you know, getting the compensation can be very, very difficult. But what are some of the cons of this type of policy?
I actually think critical illness sometimes can be quite oversold by advisors in the market. So it's important to understand if you really need it. So one, if you have disability insurance in place, you're really not looking at using this policy to replace your income. You're going to be using it for extras, like in the form of out-of-pocket medical advance expenses. In Canada, a lot of those are going to be covered by OHIP. We're lucky to have such strong kind of public healthcare system. So I don't think when people are introducing this product, you should be thinking in the order of magnitude of like $100,000 or $200,000 of critical illness insurance. You want something that you can feel comfortable when you get diagnosed, that you have kind of some money set to the side to cover those extras, but you don't want to overprotect yourself. So I would say that's one con for sure. The second is you don't want this to come before other financial priorities. So definitely I would say if you don't have life insurance, start with that. If you're not covered with disability insurance through your employer, you're definitely going to want to start with that. This would likely come after that. And even after perhaps like putting together a bit of an emergency savings fund for other kind of unexpected events that could happen to you and that you want to be protected against.
What are some things that you would say about a family's circumstance that would be either a pro or a con to pursuing critical illness? And I say that because, you know, life insurance, if you're a senior with no dependents, not even a senior, if you're a human with no dependents, probably doesn't make as much sense as it does if you're a parent to toddlers. What are the family dynamics that you would roll into it in terms of whether or not to get it and how much you get?
Like just like you pointed out, life insurance is definitely aimed towards people who have dependents. I wouldn't say that's necessarily the case with critical illness. Perhaps if you aren't surrounded by family members who could support you through like some caregiving, you may actually be in a bigger need for critical illness than those who have a lot of kind of close dependence. So I would say definitely if you feel as though you may need extra kind of childcare coverage or caregiving coverage, if you were to be diagnosed with a critical illness, that's when you definitely want to think about getting this product. Separately, if you do have kind of a family history that you're concerned about and you want to and definitely want to kind of have something in place in case that diagnosis comes to you, that would be another case where you may be interested in this product.
Interesting. Laura, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great.
Laura McKay is the co-founder and COO of PolicyMe, and the focus of our conversation was critical insurance, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, whether it makes sense for you.